changing the way you listen to the world. Kay and I are, as usual, are so glad you guys chose to be here with us today and invite us into your our homes and listen to us talk and share our strands of wisdom with you. I want to make sure that we let you know that this will be the last show of this year. Want You Radio is going to be taking a holiday break from December 25th, and they will be returning on January 8th. So hopefully we'll be talking to you sometime after the first of the year. But you can always reach either Kay or I, either one, at onetolisten.com. So we're always here for you. Just don't forget us. The first part of the show, we'll be sharing with you bits and pieces of our lives and what's been going on, and then we'll be taking a break. After the break, we will be getting in the chat room and seeing whatever questions you guys have. We'll answer whatever questions we can for you. So my name again is Peggy, and I've got my co-host Kay Dragon on the air with me. Hey, Kay.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, you can tell I'm discombobulated today. I get discombobulated.
Oh, man. What a day. What a day. It's just crazy. I mean, it's not bad. It's just weird.
It just turned weird. It's just like weird, random things happening. It's like, what?
Yes, yes. How was your Thanksgiving?
You know what? It was good. I had turkey for the first time in probably 10 years.
Wow.
I missed Haley. I didn't have Haley. So it was kind of sad on that. But, you know, she's 21 now. She's living her own life, and you know, she has to do the things that she needs to do. And she couldn't afford to fly here, and I couldn't afford to fly there. So we were hoping to meet up in Christmas, but I think now it's going to be, I won't get to see her probably now till May when she graduates, and I'm not missing that for anything. So, but it's okay. We FaceTime. I got to see her. So it was good. I mean, I'm so blessed. I got a roof over my head and good friends to have dinner with. So it was really nice. How about yours?
It was good. My daughter Kim is sick, of course, you know, with cancer and dealing with that. And she and her husband wanted to, you know, she's getting ready to do more chemo. So they didn't want a whole lot of people over. Usually we have, I have my other daughter and her son and sometimes their in-laws and such, but they wanted to keep it quiet. So I got them a little turkey dinner at Sprouts and one for us also for me and Fred, for my roommate and myself, and took that over to her and got her a big old pumpkin pie from Costco, because we always love those. I don't know why. They're so good. But did that and came home, and lo and behold, you know, the night before Thanksgiving, our friends who have the Dobermans, you know, where Alice came from, John and Marianne invited us over for turkey dinner, and they always, they cook so well. Oh my gosh. And it's beautiful there. It's really beautiful. It's so weird because it's at the edge of town. It's still in town, but it's an area where it's unincorporated, and it's close to I can't remember the name of the air base, but it's close to that. So there's a lot of open space. So they have horses and cattle and there's chickens out there and goats and you name it. And John and Marianne have a place with the Dobermans, of course, Riley and two other dogs, Benny, who is my sister's dog. He was a show dog too. All show dogs, just sweet. And I take Alice over to play because that's where she came from. Those are her people, her relatives.
Aww.
And she loves to go over there and play. There's just their roommate also has two dogs, and it's just this big herd of dogs running back and forth over this huge acreage, and they've got three horses there. You know, it's just beautiful to look out there and see those animals, especially, you know, for me, Thanksgiving is like that, because when I was a kid, we would go to my grandmother's, and that was in Missouri and on the farm, and there were cattle and chickens and horses. And it just kind of took me back a little bit. It takes me back to those times, which felt really, really good. So I really had a good time, good food. And then we had another turkey dinner 2 days later because I had bought that dinner from Sprouts, and I was all right with that, you know, because usually you have leftovers anyway. So that was just enough.
You know, it's really interesting that people's different. We were talking about this at Thanksgiving dinner over at my friend's house, how you grow up with certain traditions. Uh-huh. You know, and as a kid, you think everybody has the same tradition you do. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in the South, right? And mm-hmm. we always had, for Thanksgiving dinner, we always had minced meat pie, which I just can't stand. Pumpkin pie, which I don't care for. Mm-hmm. We had cherry pie, and we always had my grandma's homemade pecan pie, right? Uh-huh. And when I was first, my first husband, I spent the Thanksgiving dinner, he and I got married in around Christmas time in December, and the Thanksgiving prior to that, we were at his folks' house eating dinner, and you know that they cleared the table and stuff, and I was looking, my soon-to-be father-in-law said, "Well, what are you looking for?" And I was, you know, trying to be nice. I said, "Oh, nothing." So he goes, "No," he goes, "you're looking for something." He goes, "What is it that we miss?" And I said, "Well, I was just looking for the pecan pie." And he looked at me, I'll never forget him. He said, "Pecan pie?" He goes, "You talking about those little bitty things you buy in the packages?" He had never had a pecan pie.
Oh, I'm like, wow.
Oh, my God. But I mean, again, it's their traditions, the things you think of at holiday. So needless to say, for Christmas that year, I made 2 homemade pecan pies. And that man sat down and ate one all by himself.
Oh, I love pecan pie.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I make good pecan, but I didn't make one. But anyhow, it's just kind of funny, you know, you look at the kids today, I don't think they appreciate the old traditions. And it's really sad, you know, mm-hmm. everything's so fast food and let's do this and let's do that and quick and easy and whatever.
Yeah.
And I can remember, even though Thanksgiving, you know, none of us had a lot of money, but still it was more of a slow paced thing. People gathered together. There was no rush and hustle and bustle. It was like, okay, the men leave the kitchen, the women finish up the dishes, everybody kind of assembly line kind of thing. And kids get their plates and sit at the kids' table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, it's just all like grab a plate and you go downstairs or you go upstairs or you get on your iPad or you get on your phone. You know, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I think it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. You know, and now I don't have any little kids in my life. My grandchildren are adults.
I know.
And you know, Chase, my grandson, is always working. he's a bar back in a popular restaurant in the Denver area. So he's always working, it seems like, the holidays. And Taylor is in Florida. Right. She's been out quite a bit. You know, so she stayed there for Thanksgiving, stayed in Florida, coming back again in December, right before, about the 19th, I guess, right before Christmas. And she and her boyfriend are going to be skiing and snowboarding and all that good stuff. She misses Colorado a lot, but, you know, she's got Colorado and Florida. That's like the best of two worlds.
Uh-huh. Well, a thought popped in my head too, and before I forget it, you know how my random thoughts just pop in when you were talking about Alice and her siblings or relatives. You should get some video of that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I've taken some pictures, but I'll have to do that. It's like a big herd of dogs.
I know, but I mean, you know, dogs. I mean, there's a guy on TikTok. I think it is. He has the Asher House. He rescues these dogs. Uh-huh. And the packs and stuff. He has videos. It's just amazing. It's just real heartwarming. So I know that's off track, but I just had to say that. So anyhow.
Oh, dogs are never off track with me. I love them. I love animals. They're so sweet and you know, unconditional love. And
they do.
Yeah, they're the best. They absolutely are.
You know, we've talked about with Yogi. I mean, what other dog insists on having Pedialyte on the rocks? You know, I should drink his, but.
And he wears clothes. Well, he has little biker outfits. And
yeah, he loves his Harley hat. Don't get him. Yeah. Don't get started on that. Originally, I'm going to put this out here. We wanted this show, as always, our show when Kay and I decided to do this radio, is that we wanted to help other people. And, you know, that back in our day, it was always the grandmas or the crones, if you will, who you went to for information. And So we did the show with the thought that we felt that we could either share our own experiences with people to help them, or mm-hmm. any downloads that we get to be able to share with, you know, the listeners or clients with, you know, information from our guides or angels. Mm-hmm. Well, what we wanted to share with you guys today was this kind of came about accidentally on purpose, I guess. I'm going to say that the angels had a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. But as you guys know, Kim is getting ready and getting herself, her body prepared for some chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. So, Kay, I'll turn it over to here. Turn it over to
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah. So I was, you know, I go over there a lot. I'm over there. Well, I have been over there almost every day, but now she's starting to improve, thank God. So, yeah, but there's still a lot of appointments and stuff she goes to. But I was going over there to work on her. And Peggy said, well, call me when you're going to work on her and send me a picture. So I sent her a picture, and I picked out a lot of stones for her. And I use a pendulum sometimes with the healing work with her. It's an adventuring pendulite, and it seems you know, work, you know, taking out the negative stuff, the stuff that she doesn't need anymore. And then, you know, it'll start turning the other way when we're starting to put other energy in, you know, in other words, clockwise in, I think it's clockwise in. I don't know. I just let it do its thing and put it where it belongs.
I think you're right, though.
Yeah.
Clockwise in.
Yeah. And put stones all over. She really loves that. She likes the stones. She likes the pendulum. She likes the energy work. And usually it was just me, but Peggy was working on her at the same time. And she just went out. She totally went out. She was talking to somebody because her lips were moving, but she doesn't remember who she was talking to. So she's laid out on her big chair and just feeling this. And before that, you know, she had an episode where we had to call 911 about 3 weeks earlier because we were trying to get her into the shower, and she fainted. I didn't think she coded because my son-in-law, you know, gave her a couple compressions and the ambulance came, and she ended up back at the hospital again for about another week. And so for a little bit, she was a little bit terrified of the shower. So it was very hard for her to get around because her legs are so weak. This is a woman who was very strong. She worked out every morning. She had her horse. She's very strong, strong girl. but her legs had become so weak that it's difficult for her to get up and around and get to the shower. So we're working on her. And she hasn't lost me back. It's temporary because of all of the things that happened. Maybe I should start with what she has. She has lymphoma, but they didn't know that. She had ended up with a very serious surgery because her intestines, there was a blockage in her intestines, and that was going on for months. You know, it was kind of, I don't know if it was a misdiagnosis or they just quit looking, because they were thinking that it was caused from some drug she had been taking to lose weight or something, you know, one of those shots. And they said, oh, it'll get back to normal soon. Well, months turned into months. And she ended up in the emergency room and emergency surgery where they took out that tumor and found out that she had lymphoma. So what happened was like four surgeries later, they finally had to put the bag there because the intestines kept dying. The first surgeon used staples. Why, I don't know, to staple her up. But other surgeons have said that they wouldn't have done that way. The infection was very, very deep. And she was fighting for her life. Oh my God, she was fighting for her life. Back to the chair when we're working on her. You know, she was afraid to get up and move around. It was hard for her, very difficult. So we worked on her. What do you think it was, about at least a half an hour, huh?
Yeah, I think between the two, well, I'm going to say between a half hour and 45 minutes.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We worked on her. And her bag filled up. I mean, it more than filled up. It was everywhere, which usually doesn't happen. But I think she was so relaxed and everything that. And then Matthew, her husband, oh, he's a saint. He really is. I love this man. He is so good to my daughter. He changes her bag. He's there for her 24/7. He really is, because he works from home. And he came down, changed the bag, and she says, "Okay, I want to get in the shower." It's like, okay. I mean, it was just, I've never, you know, I've worked on a lot of people doing a lot of healing work and such, but there was such a turnaround there. And she got her walker, and she's, you know, heads over to the shower. And it was like a total shift in her energy. And the fear was gone. She was losing the fear, which was amazing.
She accepted the energy. You could feel the shift while we were giving it to her.
She soaked that up. And I saw some, you and I both saw some amazing things while we were working on. I got this new grid, a new healing grid, this beautiful golden grid that I was working on with her. It's spirit brought in, her guides, teachers, whatever you want to call it. The divine came in and created this grid in her energy to help and kind of transmute old energies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And support what we were doing. But afterwards, we talked, and what was it that you said about the old lady? Remember the old lady?
Yeah, I kept having, I mean, when I was doing it, this old lady, I'm an old lady, but this lady was an old lady. Yeah. And she was saying that Kim just needed to really let go of the fear that uh-huh. that was holding her back on her healing.
Right.
And, I mean, she was very stern on it.
Uh-huh.
And then, but Kim, just to kind of back it up just a tad, when Kay and I are talking about this part of it right now, this conversation did not take place until the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
But now you tell them what you saw.
I saw the little old lady. It was like, oh my gosh, we were, you know, definitely on the same, you know, the same wavelength here. And I saw her, and I was thinking about doing healings and touching people. She said, "Oh dear, we never touch them." We never touch them. And she's like knitting or something. You know, yes. I think maybe she was making that grid, you know, working on that grid.
Because I saw I was thinking the knitting, because it was like the hand gestures of back in the day when they did knitting.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the click, click, click with the knitting needles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just so interesting how that worked out and how her energy shifted so quickly. And I've done a lot of healing work with a lot of people, but somehow that just all clicked into place. Now, can we reproduce this? I don't know. We'll see. I kind of think we can.
I think we can too, but I want to tell the funny part, because this is the funny part. Mm-hmm. Here, Kay and I both have been doing healings for multiple years. We're no spring chickens, right? So the next morning, she and I are talking on the phone, and I woke up and, oh my Lord, have mercy. I had the runs like crazy, where it felt like it was coming out from the bottom of my toes up and everything in between. I felt horrible. And when I was talking to Kay, I said, "How do you feel?" She goes, "Oh, I just don't feel good today. My stomach," it clicked on me. I heard in my head Archangel Michael saying, "Neither one of you shielded." I'm like, oh my God. Here, Kim took this healing energy and we absorbed her shit, for mm-hmm. lack of a better word, to where we both were impacted negatively. I mean, as far as, you know, we just took that burden off of her. And so we helped release. Of course, she released on her own, but we took the rest of it.
Right.
So we tell this part of it, and I think it's funny because it's just a reminder. We get so used to, you know, sending energy or helping people that we mm-hmm. forget as practitioners. You know, just like on the airline, you got to take care of yourself first.
Right. You know, especially when it's somebody really close to you. I don't think about that. I just get in there and do it.
We just did it. Yeah. And so I told Kay, Kim told Kay that she wants us to do it again. So we've been, you know, doing it, about once every week?
Days.
Mm-hmm. And, but we told Kim we would be more than happy to do so, but we're definitely shielding first.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So I don't know when we're going to be able to do it again. She's supposed to get her chemo tomorrow. She's excited about that. And my son-in-law, Matthew, won't let anybody in for a week or so until her labs are really good, where, because this will take her her immune system down to nothing practically. So he's very protective of her and her energy. So,
well, that's just it, though. I mean, you know, we can do this from afar. We don't
yes,
have to.
Yes, we can.
There.
Yes,
so,
we
I
can.
I mean, that's, you know, like, and like you started to say, we talked about, geez, can we do this again? Well, we've been doing it on Kim and it seems to work, but it's pretty interesting that neither one of us have thought about sharing the healing energies with another healer to help someone.
Right. Yes.
Again, we just, it's not that we didn't want to or we were being selfish. It just didn't dawn on us.
Yes.
And when Kay told me that day that she was going over to Kim's, I heard give Reiki as well, you know, send the energy as well. But again, as masters, we have to ask permission. So Kim had to give her permission to, you know, to Kay for me to join in as well. Right.
Uh-huh.
And this is the first time too, but I needed a picture of Kim for some reason. And so when I was sending energy to her, it was really, you know, I go through a thing where I power myself up and where I can really tune into spirit. Right. And then I held the picture of her beneath my hands, and I had my hands over her picture, and I could feel her drawing in the energy. I mean, it was just like a siphon, you know, like she was sucking it all in, you know.
Right.
But it
yes, she was.
But for Kim, or for Kay and I both, I think what really shocked us the most is the fact we saw the same things. You know, the old lady was
The old lady.
Both of us. You know,
that was pretty amazing.
It was. But again, you know, if you're a healer or, you know, a reader or whatever your forte is, it can always change. You know, it can always be. You can always use it for the highest good of somebody else, you know, with their permission. But, you know, we didn't think about it. Like, again, we weren't not trying to help. It just didn't occur to us that for both of us to do it at the same time.
Yeah, it powered everything up. It really did.
It was like on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, it was like energy work on steroids. And Kay and I've kind of talked about maybe moving forward. We'll have to see what the new year brings, but maybe trying to come up with a way that we can make do some offerings to where, if you want to, you know, some energy work sent to you for a specific reason, then Kay and I could join together and send energy to, you know, yourself or the situation or whatever. And, so, but we're working on that. We kind of like to, if you guys have any feedback on that, would you'd be interested in something like that, let us know. Again, that would probably take place sometime in 2024. Again, it's a thought in process. We'll definitely be guided by our guides and angels. But, you know, again, I think the emphasis is don't be afraid to ask somebody else if you can help them.
Right, exactly.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. That's the other thing, especially going into this holiday season. There's so many people who are by themselves and who are down and depressed, or who don't feel supported in their work or in their relationships. They kind of get down in the dumps. And we, both of us, are so adamant on the fact that we are here for you. If you need us, we're at 1-2 Listen. You can call us. We are there to support you. I don't want anybody and any of the listeners, either right now or the ones that listen to this in the future, think that they're out there all alone, because that's not the case. The holidays can be a sad time for a lot of people, but it can also be a joyous time. So, you know, but no matter what your circumstances are, know that Kay and I are here for you. And so are the other 1-2 advisors, for sure.
And sometimes we just listen.
Yeah.
And try to help in whatever way we can. You know, but we always will ask, you know, your permission to send you Reiki. You know, I do Reiki, but I do a lot of other modalities too. And it's not really modalities. It's just allowing spirit to come through me. I'm just kind of that vessel that
right.
that spirit can come through. It's like it's channeling and healing is so close. It's the same thing. It really is.
Well, I'm like you. I think I call my energy because I'm a Reiki master. I've got two Reiki masters, which don't, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's the fact that I tap into that energy and I've done it enough to where I'm comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like you, I let, you know, what do you mean? The angels, spirit, God, whatever you call it. They work through me, you know, doing the work. It's not me. It's the energy through me to them, just as the same with you. It's so if you want to call it Reiki, if you want to call it whatever, it doesn't matter what the name is, except that it's, you know, God, the universe, angels, but it's love. It's loving energy.
And the one thing starting out with Reiki is so important because of the attunements. Those attunements are very powerful.
Oh, I think so too.
And starting out, you don't have to be a master or anything, but it's good to get a couple of classes under you. So you just, because I don't, you know, really necessarily use all the positions. I go where I'm supposed to go and knowing that energy is going to go where it's supposed to be. And I can kind of just watch it go through and work with that. And I like to work with crystals a lot. And I know you do also. Mm-hmm.
I like to put people on the massage table, which has a, I can't think of the name of it. It's the, it's a crystal mat. It's got, biomat is the name
yes,
of it.
Yes, your biomat. Oh, I love biomats.
It's an amethyst.
So warm and wonderful.
And charged. It's amethyst crystals and clear quartz crystals that you're laying on that are heated up to a certain temperature. And then I have the crystals above you. So when I do an in-person, I mean, it's just, it's like top of the line. It just really recharges you. But what I wanted to say was some people get so hung up on, oh, this is a procedure and you have to do it this way.
Exactly. No,
I'm not into that. I'm like you, I got the achievements. I got my master's. To me, that's the foundation of my house. My talents, whatever. That Reiki, having that gave me the foundation and the courage to step forward and do what I do. And then if you're truly open to it, you know, you're guided. Like you said, you're guided to whatever part of the body, you know, you don't have to go, I can't do that one yet because I have to start here and I have to,
you don't.
Intent. Yeah. And now I've even been able to, as the energy flows through, I don't know, you know, the blood vessels and the muscles and I don't know the body parts and stuff. I'm just like watching it like a exploratory camera that goes into the body. I mean, that's how they kind of show it to me, you know. But if you were to ask me, what vessel is that? What's that? Hell, I don't know.
I'm also a medical intuitive, and I take a lot of classes with that. But you have to be very careful with that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, it's still the same thing, kind of, but it's a little more directed and such.
Right.
But it did help me a great deal. So I became a medical intuitive, but I don't really... I naturally go to places in people's bodies and to their chakras actually, and working with that, rather than saying you need this or you have that. I don't do that. You know, I can see blockages and things like that and help kind of move the energy through that, making that, you know, to clear these things out. Anyway, wow, the time's going really quick.
Oh yeah. Well, I think it's about, we're going to take time for a break.
Yes, it is.
I want to tell everybody, thanks for showing up. Give us a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll jump in the chat room and see if we can answer any questions or we'll talk to you then. So we'll be back in just a few.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy and Kay here on Strands of Wisdom on 1-2 Radio. We're so happy that you decided to come back and join us.
Yes, we are. I got my dishwasher installed. It's such a crazy day. I bought a dishwasher from Costco. The price was so good. Oh my gosh, it was great. the old one needed to be replaced. So I ordered it online, and I think it was before Thanksgiving I ordered it online. And I guess, you know, I followed the where, you know, where it's supposed to be, this, that, and the other. It said, oh, it's they gonna deliver it today, you know, but of course there needs to be an install. And I called this morning, nobody had called me. And they said, oh yeah, this guy, he's gonna come between 4 and 7 today. And I was talking to you, to Peggy, and she said, watch, they'll come at 2 o'clock.
In time for the show.
Yes, in time for the show. And they did. Well, he came a little bit early so I could get him set up and everything. And Fred was here, so he could, you know, direct the guy, and I could get Alice in her crate. She's always good about that. But yeah, it's all installed now. Oh, nice new dishwasher. I needed it. It was very old, the old one. But how weird.
I knew it the minute you told me. I thought, you're coming during the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. well, we've got several little posts in Facebook. The first one's from our good friend Maureen. She says, well, folks need some divine intervention. Just got a call back for additional views and ultrasound on my wife's breast. Here I am, a retired oncology nurse / navigator. Try not to freak, but it's the territory. She says she's scheduled for additional views on Monday and an ultrasound. Also, she says she's been having a flare from her autoimmune inflammation. Mm-hmm. Would love a message, please. Well, yeah. Kay's going to start some work on you. But the first message I got for you, and I know, you know, don't shoot the messenger. Let go of the fear. The fear is what's causing the flare-up of your autoimmune. And I know because I've been there, and Kay knows because she's been there. You know, when they say, you know, that additional views and whatever, you know, and you totally freak. You just totally do. You can't help it. So know that we're going to send you some love on that too. But Kay, you want to?
Yeah. You know, what's coming through is a violet flame coming through for you. Mother Mary's here supporting you. Also Michael is here. And, we're sending some violet light to try and transmute some of the energy. You know, when we speak about the shielding, there were times when you didn't shield yourself because to you it was a job, and you walk in and you take care of people, and but you kind of take on, there's some that kind of stuck to you. Some of that energy stuck to you. So, you know, I can't guarantee that we're helping with the healing itself, but we can help with letting go of those feelings that kind of create this feeling of angst and instability in your body and emotionally. So we're working with that, if that's okay with you. And it seems to be directed mostly at, like, under your chin, sort of, in the, your throat, under the chin. We're working in that area, sending some beautiful transmutative light, and it's going to the back of your throat also.
I'm feeling it really strongly in the throat.
Yes. There, and going on down through your lymph system, of course, you know, under your arms, working with that to release some of that energy, because there seems to be some things that are stuck there, some emotional type of things. And, you know, as you do this, working with this, almost like a meditation, you might see people's faces, people that you worked with. You might not even remember their names, but you remember that the energy that they had, and you're very empathetic with these folks, and want to help them and want to be there for them. And every once in a while, you would forget, because you're a very strong person, very strong, but you would forget to kind of shield yourself in the way that you need to make sure that you stay healthy. You're so strong and able to give that energy to other people. But we want you to be able to do more so in the future. So sending that energy to you now in that area, and it kind of goes out from there. What do you have, Peggy? Anything else?
Yeah, well, what I'm doing, and I find because the fear is high in her, I'm just taking it. Normally, I run the energy down through the body and out through the base, the bottom of the feet, down into the universe. But what I'm running it straight out down your arms and out through your fingertips. So, you know, just kind of shake your fingers and kind of wipe them off there. You know, put a aiming towards like a trash can or something like that, you know, in your mind's eye, just see it going into the trash, so to speak, and dissipating. That's not to say that you're going to feel 100% better, but the love and comfort that's around you, you've got so many guides and angels around you supporting you. And like Hay said, you're such a strong individual anyway, but it's your time, you know, to ask for help and, to know that you are surrounded and supported with loving support. So I'm going to run also what I call the pink energy around you also as a comfort. Uh-huh. And then if you can just visualize yourself on a white ball all the way around you, and just anything that's not yours goes back to whoever sent it. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to kind of keep your energy field strong and cleared. I'm also hearing, you know, it doesn't hurt to run sage. You know, again, right. The fear is very strong on you. And the sooner you get that dissipated and off of you altogether, the more relaxed you'll be and more be able to deal with staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. Also with possibly a hot bath.
Yes.
To kind of relax and let go. Trying to see what you should run with that.
Salt bath. I'm hearing salt bath. Are you getting salt bath?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And if you can, some lavender or something purple. They're talking about the purple again.
Yeah.
And running that. And they also want you to know that just because you don't do that kind of work anymore doesn't mean that they're not with you.
Right.
They're
absolutely.
Still with you and always will be with you.
So you're definitely not alone. And just know that, you know, I'll hold you and my Reiki prayers as well, you know, when mm-hmm. I do my energy stuff before I go to bed. So know that we're here for you.
And I just certainly are.
Yeah. Just a second. I just lost my page where I was at here. Okay. All right, let me refresh here. And then the next thing that we have, Suzanne Morrissey says, great to hear you both live today. Well, we're very excited to be here live. She says she's been looking forward to it. Praying you and your families are feeling better each day. Well, thank you so much. And I know that Kay is very grateful.
Oh, yes, I am. I really am. It's been tough. And
beyond it, maybe an update too, because I think we talked about Michelle as well last time, didn't we?
Yes, Michelle. Yes. My youngest daughter had to have a biopsy, and it was a blockage in her sinuses. It was just totally bizarre. She kept having this weird sound in her ear, and you know, they checked her ears. They were fine. Did a CT scan of her head or something, and they found this blockage there, and it's like kind of growing into the soft palate and into the ear, into the bones. So they did the biopsy, and we did a lot of work on her too.
Yes, we did.
She's so far, tests show that there's not cancer. She's not going to have it removed at this time. Well, eventually she probably will have to, and they will have to rebuild the soft palate in her, the roof of her mouth. But right now is not the time she wants to do that. So, you know, we'll just, you know, let her decide, and we'll just keep sending some healing, and hopefully that won't ever have to happen.
We've talked about doing too, and you know, we'll see if the universe, if she's up to it, if the universe allows it. But we both have been thinking that what we'll do is send the energy, healing energy to her, to when she goes back for her checkup, they don't even find the tumor any longer.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's what I want to see.
We want to see that sucker gone.
Absolutely. That's right. And you know, it just seems like cancer is so attached to, you know, our emotions. I know when I had lung cancer, it was after my sister had died from lung cancer. Mine was a different type of lung cancer, but still, it was, you know, 2 years after she died. I grieved so much. I still grieve for her.
You were. Yeah.
You know, we were so close. She's my only sister, and we lived together for more than 20 years. She was my best friend. And when she left, it was just so difficult. Even though I tried to work with it, I had a lot of sorrow.
Well, that's understandable, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is. But you're also a shining example of how, you know, when you've got to let go of the emotional part of it, you know, and it's right. Hard. You know, we've talked about it as cancer survivors or whatever you want to call us. It messes with you. And we're not the same people we were prior to cancer. It's just not possible.
Yeah. Cancer really, it does change you.
But you have to be able to want to let it go.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've talked about it on the show when I have my other radio show, but I'm tired of talking about it. You know, I think the only way I want to talk about how can I help you with this? You know, if you're diagnosed with cancer, if you're going through, I can share with you, you know, my experiences, but you know, my breast cancer does not define who I am.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, there is kind of a camaraderie.
There is.
People who have had it, or caretakers, and it's like almost everybody has had some kind of experience with cancer.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't mind talking about it when I can help somebody with it.
Right.
But if you sit around and go, oh, poor me, I had cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you a funny story. You know, I use the excuse, you know, having cancer, you know, I was like, screw it. I can eat whatever I want. I don't give a damn. blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, then I had this conversation with God and my angels and said, you know what? I've been addicted to cigarettes. I probably at one point in my life was almost a borderline alcoholic. Uh-huh. And, you know, if I can get addicted to that stuff, how come you can't make me addicted to exercise?
Uh-huh. Right.
So right. I had this huge conversation. Well, my new job is working in a community center, which is a basically a gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see all sorts of people. You know, I can't sit on my butt anymore and say, you know, well, poor me. Look at me. I'm 66 years old. I'm out of shape. And, you know, I can't do that. Let me tell you, girl, there are people that are in their 80s I see going through there that make me look horrible. You know what I'm saying? Because they're spry. Hey, girl, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And they're just chatting away. They're wonderful. They've been a great inspiration for me. So, uh-huh. Again, put your issues, turn them over to the universe and say, fix it, make it better. And now look
at you ask and you get the opportunities.
I know. I'm so excited. And why I posted the other day. You know you're in the right job when you're excited to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love the people. Now I've committed myself for the month of December to take in two classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's chair yoga.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm so out of shape. If I were to get on the floor to do yoga, somebody have to get a wheelbarrow to get me up off the floor. I don't have the strength in my legs and my arms anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so I've only had three classes so far. And the one today, whoo, I know tomorrow morning I'm going to be paying for it. But you know what? I'm doing something. And I'd like to be addicted to exercise to the point mm-hmm. that I don't even have to think about it. It made me feel so good today in that class.
Mm-hmm. That's so again, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoga is very, it's very subtle and sneaky.
Yeah, I like that sneaky.
Yeah, I need to start again. I'm about ready. I finally got my lung situation under control. And I have somebody who teaches Qigong at the church on Tuesdays.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and I have other friends going. I used to go to that class, and I think I'm going to head back in there again because that's something else that's subtle and sneaky.
What's it called again?
Qigong.
Yeah, send me this information.
Okay, yeah. But yeah. I watched the lady who teaches this. She lost like something like 150 pounds doing this.
Yeah, definitely send me that.
They might offer that at the...
They might. I'll have to look at it. Well, the thing about it is, too, I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'll start with this. And then every day after work, I'll get on the treadmill and I'll do this. And the one guy that he works in the fitness part of it, where I'm out at the counter with the memberships and helping the members, you know, find what they need or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, let me tell you, he goes, you need to take baby steps here. And it made me think of that one meme that said, whoa, Sparky, slow down. Because if you overdo when you're first starting an exercise regimen, you'll end up hurting yourself and then you won't be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm taking it nice and slow. I'm sick for the month of December, twice a week doing the chair yoga. And then starting in January, they have a deal where I can pay to have a personal trainer set with me, go over what I can and can't do, and put me on a plan to show me how to build up my strength
mm-hmm.
in a safe manner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and in fact, the guy told me, he said, yeah, people go, oh yeah, they're going to get on the treadmill. He goes, next thing you know, they're flying. They hit the wrong button and they go flying off the treadmill. But I'm like, I could just see me doing that. I'm thinking, okay, you convinced me. I'll just take my time. I'll stick with just the chair yoga to start off with. But again, it's a form of healing. You know?
Yes, absolutely. It and is. Again, it gets your chi running, you know, in the right direction.
Yes.
Because, you know, we get out of sorts with our body and our spirit, and we have to put that kind of going the right direction again. I don't know how else to explain that.
It's almost like the yoga for me, the yoga,
mm-hmm.
or the, like you said, with the chi, what it does is that, you know, if you don't do that, it's like you're at a stoplight and the light is stuck on red.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start doing yoga or something like that. It's like, I got the green light. This may be a little bumpy here, but I can at least move now. So yeah, I'm going to be feeling it, but it really, the energy is flowing better than it has for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my little app on my phone has been sending me little messages. Great job today. So
I wonder if it's okay to send Maya some energy. She's kind of getting my attention.
Yes. She would love some energy work next year and prayers for all.
Yeah.
You want to send her some?
Sure, I do. I'm pretty sure it must be all right with her. So we're sending, I'm getting a lot of beautiful yellow light, you know, especially around your crown chakra and area and on your shoulders. Easing up some of the tension that's happening to your shoulder in your shoulder area, allowing that to relax a little bit and release. There's a lot of things that need to be released. And it seems like in the front of your chest, right by the clavicles area, if you could press on that with your middle fingers just a little bit and kind of see a beautiful yellow light coming through that and going through those areas and down into your lungs and into your heart area. It seems like that will be very helpful for you to kind of release some of these emotional energies and just things that you picked up. I think you're an empath, so you pick up a lot of different things, energies from other people and grocery stores and things like that. So, you know, again, we talk about shielding. So, you know, shield yourself before you go out and go in these places and just be aware that you'll still be intuitive, but you just won't take on people's stuff.
Yeah. And I was seeing, as you were running the yellow that you saw, I was running a light green behind that.
Uh-huh. Nice.
It was almost like as she was pushing down and the yellow going, it was like the green was sweeping through it.
Uh-huh. Right. And now we're taking you down to your knees, the area of your knees, and the strength. They're talking about this being a very pivotal area for you as far as the strength and being able to build on that. Whatever way you use to work on your knees and whether it's exercise or whatever healing work that you do on your knees is very important to pay attention to those points there and in the back of the knee. Just use your middle fingers again and touching the back of your knee and seeing some beautiful lights going in there. I'm seeing a beautiful blue light coming out of the end of your fingers and into the back of your leg. I mean, we're all wonderful healers. It's all intent. Your intentions are so powerful. You don't have to be a Reiki master, although it helps, but you don't have to have that. All you need is the intention to shift and change and make things for the better, allowing that beautiful universal energy, that unconditional love to come through you, flow through you, and become who you are, basically.
And I'm hearing just the message, it's okay to step forward.
Yes.
It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Future looks bright for you, so.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, looks like we've run out of time here, Kay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, again, just remind everybody, we won't be back on until 2024, and we'll make some postings on that when that time comes. And just as a reminder, Once You Radio will be shut down for holiday break from December 25th to January 8th.
Uh-huh.
Kay and I both wish each and every one of you a great holiday season, however you celebrate. Know that, again, no matter what you're going through, what's come up, what comes up, we're always over at Once You Listen. We're more than happy to be there for you. Mm-hmm. So, Kay, you have anything?
Nothing. Just wishing everybody a wonderful holiday. We'll be thinking of you, and you can always reach out to us on Once You Listen. And if we decide to do something special or something like that, we'll let you know. I'm going to do a special after the first of the year, the predictions show, and that should be fun. I always enjoy that. Channeling some of the what's going to be going on. And it looks like Mark Husson's encore show is coming up right after us at the top of the hour.
Okay, well, take care, everybody, and happy holidays and happy new year.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Jay.